sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. If you need help with a real estate transaction, call me at any point. It is 722-3232, 722-3232, or go to BeckyIvins.com. That is my most, sadly, my most traveled page on my website is my favorites page. That's not really so sad. I have one of my favorites here today, and that's Larry Robbins with Robbins Roofing. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Becky.
The searches for new homes are actually kind of overtaking the page that has my favorites on it. But I have favorite people on my page.
Wow.
And it's just my favorite vendors that I've worked with for decades.
Well, we're happy to be on that page, and you've been our favorite realtor for over 20 years now.
I know, right? And you guys have been my favorite roofer for that long, too. And and I'll have to say that I'm a little bit picky about that favorites page. I get at least 3 calls a week asking, how do I get on the favorites page? What does that cost? Well, it's free to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get on there unless I've done business with you. And over time, and I trust your integrity to treat my clients right. And you do a really good job. You have to do and be excellent at your profession. And you guys proved that right away.
Well, you you operate the same way we do. And the key ingredient in any business transaction is trust. And so we've always trusted you, and you've always looked out for our best interest, and that's what we try and do in our business, is look out for your best interest with your clients and the general public. They need to have somebody in their corner that they know that they know that they know that we have their best interest at heart.
You know, I love it when people say, boy, Becky, we'll just do whatever you recommend, because honestly, I'm not going to make decisions for them.
Sure.
What I'm going to do is present the options, tell them the good, bad, and ugly of each of those decisions, and help guide them. And someone can make a really stupid decision on a real estate transaction.
Sure.
But they're not going to make that stupid decision without me saying, you know, you've got a lot better choices here.
Yeah.
And I'll point out the choices, but if in the end, if they choose to do what they want, you know, something that's contrary to what I would recommend, it's their choice to do that. And we're, you know what we're going to talk about today? I don't know if I told you, but we're going to talk about storm season, right?
It's here.
It's here.
Tornadoes and hail.
And eastern, high winds.
Southeastern part of the country. Our phone is ringing off the wall with wind damage from a couple days ago.
Well, the wind damage from a couple days ago, Larry, I drove out my the gate of my little neighborhood, and the brick wall beside the gate broke in half.
I believe it.
And fell over. A brick wall. So wonder what that would do to a roof. Well, shingles.
I've got a whole list of leads for next week of missing shingles. I mean, just all over the city.
Right.
So,
it's
going to be busy.
Can sometimes do as much damage as hail.
It's a different kind of damage, but yeah, I mean, it can break seals that, you know, obviously you can see when there's missing shingles, but there can be additional wind damage that may have broken the seal. And, you know, you just have to go look at it and see. See what has to be done.
The wind can just kind of lift those up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do the higher pitched roofs that we have in our most recent couple of decades of building, do those, actually about 3 decades now we've had higher roofs, haven't we?
Yeah.
Is that easier on a roof? Not easier on a roofer, but easier on a roof to where the wind doesn't lift it up quite as much usually?
I think it more depends on whether your house is on a hill, whether or not you're in a, like we live on a hill. And so we get, if it's blowing 10 to 15 everywhere else, it's usually 20, 25 at our house. And so I don't know that it's, I think it's more of application than it is pitch.
Well, and I guess the orientation as to which way your house kind of faces right. The wind's coming from too, right?
Right, absolutely.
Sometimes water comes in a house. Went out on a listing yesterday and day before yesterday, and they he had a patch on his roof, and his house was just barely over a year old.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't figure out where that's coming from. They just simply can't figure out where the water's coming from. But it's rainwater because it leaks when it rains. And I said, you got a window upstairs? And he said, yeah, there's a dormer up there. I said, well, it probably was never caulked. Go check that, because upstairs windows oftentimes that will be the culprit, is an uncaulked window. They'll caulk downstairs, and there'll be that one dormer, and they didn't bring their ladder, and they're going to come back and do it, but nobody ever comes back and does it.
Over the years, we've been out to several homes where there's a leak, and there's nothing wrong with the roof, and most generally, we find it's a window.
Yeah.
Or plumbing, a cracked plumbing pipe sometimes.
Right.
You know, something that's not obvious.
And then the other thing, have you ever seen a window put in backwards?
No.
Yep. Yeah, windows put in backwards, and they leak when they're put in backwards,
well, sure.
By the way.
I would imagine.
So you could open it from the outside, but not the inside, because you could lock the window from the outside.
And somehow that never got caught.
Never got caught.
Wow.
The egress on that house would have been a problem to get out in case of a fire, right?
Absolutely.
If that was
better, have a sledgehammer
outside. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Better sleep with a sledgehammer, right? Right after this break, with some serious discussion about the storm season coming up, with Larry Robbins of Robbins Roofing. More with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We are not going to waste any time. We're getting right to Larry Robbins with Robbins Roofing. And if you want to call him, by the way, it is 728-3700, 728-3700. And Larry, storm season is upon us.
It is.
Is there anything we can do to help prevent damage from storm stuff?
You know, not really. It doesn't hurt if your roof is older. I'd say to the 7 to 10-year-old mark to have us out to do an inspection. It doesn't cost you anything. There are roofs all over the city that still have old hail damage from maybe 2013, 2015 hailstorms.
You know something? We had one this week.
Yeah, we sure did in Surry Hills area.
We did. And the thing is the buyer said, well, there's something wrong with the roof. It's got hail damage. And we had the buyer sent a roofer out there, said, well, the roof's totaled. Well, wasn't a roofer I was familiar with, so we called to have you guys go out there and look at it. Tad tells us the roof's totaled.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance company comes out and says the roof is totaled, and then all of a sudden it's the wrong insurance company because the buyer's got a new insurance company.
Just in January, I think.
First of the year. And so we've had no hailstorms.
Mm-hmm.
Since the first of the year. The sellers didn't seem to understand that at first.
No.
They're like, well, how do they know when the hail hit this roof?
We have reports.
Yeah, I mean, there's maps that show where hail hit.
Right.
So they had to go back to their previous insurer and file a claim. A lot of people don't know that just because you've got new insurance, your previous insurer is liable for the condition of the roof during that insured time. So we went back to them, and this adjuster comes out and makes a blanket statement. He was getting ready to leave. It was like he had a 3 o'clock appointment time on Monday, and he showed up a little before 2:30.
Yeah, Tad was scrambling to get over there.
Well, I mean, he looks at the roof and says, I don't see anything wrong with this roof. And then he was getting ready to leave, going, well, I don't see anything wrong with this roof.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't going to pay a claim at all.
Right.
So we called Tad, and Tad said, I'm 8 minutes away. I can be there.
Mm-hmm.
So Tad made it within 8 minutes. The guy wouldn't, still said, there's nothing wrong with this roof. So what does Tad do? He says, let's get your supervisor on the line. So because Tad knew the roof was totaled.
Sure.
I mean, he's a professional. He knows that, right? Yep.
And he's going to call it the way it is. He's not, if it was half totaled, if it was partial, he's going to tell you exactly what it is, the truth. And he was very professional, but this adjuster was very disrespectful. And so this is a great example of why it's important. There are a lot of great insurance companies out there, a lot of great adjusters out there, but there are some adjusters that are not very well trained yet, maybe just getting started.
Or maybe they've got instructions from their insurance company, don't pay if you don't have to,
especially,
so you can get out of it.
Especially since they don't insure the property anymore.
Right.
So fortunately, this is a great example of Tad saying, setting an example of who we are and why it's important for us to meet with your insurance company so we can, I guess, for a better lack of work, hold them accountable to do the right thing.
Right.
That's how we look out for your best interest. And our goal is not to, you know, it's not just about us. It's about what we've always said, creating a triple win. It's a win for us. It's a win for our homeowner and a win for the insurance company. And in your case, when it's one of your clients, it's a win for y'all as well because your customer is being taken care of.
Right. Well, we got the roof purchased by the insurance company, and then we ran into another little issue, didn't we?
We did. So many times, I would say at least half the time, you call our office, we ask the question, number one, do you know who your insurance company is? Many times people don't even know that.
Well, this one didn't know.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I'd say 75% of the time is you ask them, what type of policy do you have? Do you have an ACV, which stands for actual cash value, or do you have an RCV, which is replacement cost value? They all think they have RCV, but they don't really know. And in this particular instance, there was an argument there, I guess, or a debate as to which type of policy they had. I never heard.
Well, they're looking for their policy. So,
okay.
And the old insurance company that they no longer carry mm-hmm. it with
mm-hmm.
they're not being helpful because they don't want to buy the roof.
Yeah.
But they're obligated to buy the roof.
They're obligated to buy the roof, and they're obligated to share the truth about what type of policy they have.
Right. So, right.
Know who your insurance company is. It's storm season. You know, it's a simple phone call to your agent. I want to confirm what type of policy I have. I want to confirm the amount of my deductible. Do I have a 1%? Do I have a 2%? Do I have a flat? Because that's another thing most people don't know.
I know I have a 1% deductible.
That's the most common
and
these days.
It's not 1% of the cost of the house. It's not 1% of the cost of the roof. It's 1% of the face value of your policy, right?
Right. Correct.
So
if your home's insured for $300,000,
right,
your deductible is going to be $3,000.
Right. And even though your home may sell on the market for $260,000, it's probably insured
for
$300,000 because insurance value is replacement cost value,
right,
not old house value.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So do your homework.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people have a problem turning their insurance claim over to you. They feel like you're going to try to get something or be dishonest or something about it.
Anybody who has trusted us to do that, like you as an example.
Right.
Like you would never do anything other than that. based on your experience, right?
Well, I did that once.
Yeah, you tried it on your own once.
I tried it on my own once. I'll never do that again.
Right.
Because I ended up actually coming out in a less favorable position doing that.
Yeah.
But some of us are kind of control freak people, and we kind of like to control everything. Well, sometimes it's better to let a professional handle that for you.
Sure.
And we talk about it's kind of like going to the doctor.
Right. And when you go to the doctor, like I've been to the doctor a lot lately.
Okay.
Hip surgery, back surgery, so all kinds of different things. But when you go to the doctor, you go in, you show them your insurance card, you pay your copay, you sign a form. It's basically an assignment of claim form that gives the doctor the freedom to deal with your insurance company directly. It's the same thing with us. And the only reason they're doing that is because they're going to bill them accordingly. They're going to make sure they're on the same page. And then it's all taken care of.
We're going to resume this conversation right after our news break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. If you need to contact me, go to BeckyIvins.com, BeckyIvins.com, and you can find me anytime at 722-3232. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you select the right shingles, handle your insurance claim, get every penny that you deserve out of that, put the right underlayment on, and just really give you good advice. Whether it's a small repair or a whole roof, call Robbins Roofing at 728-3700. Our word today is remarkable.
Remarkable. That is, do you have the definition pulled up there?
I do. It's extraordinary, exceptional, amazing, astonishing, astounding, marvelous, wonderful, sensational, stunning, incredible, unbelievable, miraculous, phenomenal. I could go on.
Okay. That's our goal for anybody who calls our office, is we want you to have a remarkable experience with Robbins Roofing from start to finish.
Well, do you know something? I will say I've had a lot of experience with Robbins Roofing, with rental properties, with my own properties, commercial properties, with my clients' properties, and whether it is a small repair, a little vent boot that needs repaired, or whether it's an entire roof, Robbins Roofing has been remarkable.
Well, that's our goal. And as Dean alluded to earlier, we like making a difference. We really see our business as a ministry. So if it's a need, we want to be there for you.
Right.
Whether it's a small, you know, you have one shingle missing or you have a hole in a vent pipe boot, whatever the issue is, we're need-oriented and not, you know.
Well, shelter is one of our basic needs.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we got shelter right down there toward the bottom, right? We've got to have shelter.
Absolutely.
We need to stay warm, safe, and dry.
Sure.
And that mission is something that you contribute to on a regular basis, and you take it very seriously.
We do, and we do our very best.
We kind of had an energetic person just enter the studio. Did you notice,
Larry? Yes, I did. Her handshake was very energetic.
I try to keep it unique. Hi.
Robin Gunn with Oklahoma Senior Journal, and
That's me. Are
announcing something today.
I am. It is Becky Ivins, Senior Day at the State Capitol. Yes, stand up for seniors. I got my stand up for seniors hat on,
you
don't
sure
I?
You do. It's a green hat.
There you go. What is that, the color of money? We got to love a good green. It is April the 8th this year from 9:30 to 1 at the great state capital of Oklahoma City, right here at 2300 North Lincoln Boulevard. We're going to be on the second and fourth floor rotunda, so that's the middle area. We are going to provide lunch this time, some of these hats, T-shirts. We're also going to have granola bars for breakfast time, some H2O, a little bit of bottled water out there for you.
Well, that sounds like fun, but there has to be a purpose for
this. Yes, there is. Okay. So what we're doing is we are meeting with all of our representatives. This is the time you can get face-to-face with them and let your voice be heard. Senior issues are in the multitudes, so we need to make sure our ideas and our needs stay on the forefront of our representatives.
So we need multitudes of seniors.
We really, really do. Or people that serve seniors or caregivers of seniors. We have a lot of issues with our caregivers. We have around 240,000 caregivers just in the state of Oklahoma. That's not professional caregivers. Those are family caregivers. So we need to make sure those voices are being heard out there for your needs.
And the reason for that is not like they're going to set up a little water stand in your house and be sure that you're hydrated.
Right.
Right? But that what they're going to do is when they make legislation, it needs to be senior friendly and senior proactive.
That is right on.
So the date of that again is April 7th.
It's actually April 7th. It's a Monday. I'm sorry. It's April 8th.
Oh,
that's an
okay.
8. So April the 8th, a Monday from 9:30 till 1. So we're not going to be there all day. So we want you to come get there, you know, about 9-ish. And I want people to come from all over the state. I mean, we can bus them in. But we do need you to register. And so because we do want to provide you with lunch. So the way to register is go to eventbrite.com.
EventBrite.com.
T.E.com. Let's spell that one more time. You go ahead.
Event is E-V-E-N-T.
B-R-I-T-E.com. And once you go there in the search bar, put Senior Day at the Capitol. It comes right up then.
Great.
Search bar Senior Day at the Capitol.
And what does it cost to register?
It's absolutely F-R-E-E.
Free.
My grandfather told me, Robin, if you can ever find something for free, that's a pretty good price.
Yeah.
So I want everyone that serves seniors, that is loving on the seniors, that is a senior, to be at Senior Day at the State Capitol. This is the time our voice can be heard. And if you are someone that would like to sponsor some of our box lunches or our water, or hats, or T-shirts, you can do that and get a booth on the rotunda.
Really?
Yes. So you can just, it doesn't cost you anything to have that other than to sponsor one of these things that we need to give out to our seniors. But we'll have people there that are going to greet you with the green hats on, and they're going to show you who your legislator is. So we'll talk to you a little bit, give you a little bit of instructions, and then we'll send you on your way to talk to your representative. But then everybody comes back to the rotunda, and we have booths out there with all kinds of takeaway information on companies that can help you. There'll be 600 or 700 seniors there. So we want to pack it up to 1,000.
That would be great.
Wouldn't it?
Okay.
Hallelujah,
so
sister.
April 8th, 9 o'clock until
1.
Oh, until 1 o'clock.
Until 1 o'clock.
Okay.
That's right. Meet us on the second or fourth floor.
Okay.
All right.
Robin Gunn
State
with
Capitol.
Oklahoma Senior Journal. You can pick up, by the way, one of those senior journals.
650 locations.
Almost anywhere in the metro. I think I've got one in the entry of my house. I think you put a rack in there.
Okay,
I'm not real sure.
Can I put a rack in here, Becky? Yeah.
Well, I have enough traffic in there. You
yes,
probably
yes,
should, right?
Man. Thank you for giving me this time, Becky.
Okay. Well, thank you, Robin.
Oh, let me give out, if you want to be a sponsor, real quickly, the number you call. It's 405-773-6910. So 405-773-6910. Ask for Claire Dowers Nichols. She will get you set up to be a sponsor, and then you'll get a booth space. And if you have any questions, she can answer questions. 405-773-6910. Ask for Claire. Thanks.
Thank you, Robin Gunn. Okay. Robin, we will be at the state capitol April 8th. I'll
Love
be
it.
There.
Yay,
you can see
Becky.
My team there. And Larry Robbins, we're talking about insurance claims. four roofs.
Yes.
And how it's very much like filing a claim with your insurance company, right?
Well,
I mean, like a health insurance claim.
Right, right. When you go into the doctor's office, you sign a form, and it basically gives them the right to deal with your insurance company directly, right?
Collect an assignment of insurance, right.
And so it's really the same thing. When we ask you to sign a form that basically says we're going to meet with your adjuster and we're going to get the claim handled on your behalf, we're doing the exact same thing that you do at the doctor's office. And that's really helped people understand, using that analogy, it's helped them understand that we really are looking out for their best interest by doing that.
Right. Well, we're going to return with more right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, you are listening to, and Larry Robbins with Robbins Roofing. And we've got a little treat here before we get our smoking hot deals. We've got somebody on the line. We've got also somebody else hanging on the line. So good morning, Jeff Devlin.
Good morning, Becky. How we doing?
Well, we are doing great. It's a great day in Oklahoma. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from just outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Did you have to check the map as to where you are this weekend, Jeff?
I did. I just had to open my eyes and be like, okay, where in the world am I?
Yeah.
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego / Jeff Devlin?
Jeff, tell us why you're going to be in Oklahoma City next week.
Well, because, first of all, you guys invited me, so I was really excited about that. No, but the home show is going on, the Oklahoma City Home Show, and I always get excited to get, you know, to see different cities, to see a different look inside, but also to bring some of the knowledge that I possess. At least that's what my friends tell me, where I can give people the inside scoop on how I build. And this one's a little bit different than anything I've ever done. The home show has allowed me to demo stuff. So I'll be able to build two projects to hopefully completion within the hour that I have on the time of the stage. And I'm really hoping to inspire people. Those out there, you don't have to be the old curmudgeon-y woodworker anymore. You can get yourself stuck in your garage for a little bit, enjoy yourself, and really build some really, really cool, amazing things. And I don't think you need to have that hesitation that most have, and you don't have to have a million tools. So I'm hoping to one, get people to come out and visit all the amazing vendors, but two, come out and visit me and get inspired to build something.
Well, we do have the Oklahoma Home and Outdoor Living Show, I believe it is, next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
At the fairgrounds. It's Friday, it's Saturday, and it's Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be on the stage probably Friday and Saturday?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And Sunday.
The whole time, yes, I have presentation on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. So I'll be there, and I'll be wandering around all day long because I think some of the excitement for me is also getting to see the vendors in Oklahoma, things that are a little different in Pennsylvania than they are in Oklahoma. So sometimes, you know, you'd be surprised what you can pick up, what you can learn, who you get to meet. It's just a great time.
Jeff, tell us about your experience at HGTV.
Well, you'd have to have me on for 3 to 4 hours to tell you that one. It's a long story. But it's been a really amazing one to be welcomed into that family. It's been quite an experience. I'm not an actor. I never sought out to be in television. It just sort of found me. And for the past 10 years, they have allowed me to do shows on the network. And the one most importantly that I've really found, it's what I do without cameras. That's called Stonehouse Revival on DIY Network. And it's been a blessing because I think we get to share some of the architecture, some of the craftsmanship to everybody. From here in Pennsylvania all the way out to Oklahoma City. So it's been a great experience. I still pinch myself because I just never thought it would happen this way. I never thought I'd get to travel and meet cool people all around the world.
Well, we look forward. You're going to be our guest next week, I think, right?
Yes, I am. Oh, I have so many questions. They told me it's an hour. You have a show for an hour, so I got a lot of questions for you because I've got some things that I always question, and I'll tease you now.
Okay.
Prepared. But let's talk, when we meet, I want to talk about when people talk about resale value, about a bathtub versus a shower, and why you should always have a bathtub in a house, or whether or not you shouldn't. We'll argue about it. I'm not going to tell you my position just yet, but I would love to hear your thoughts.
Okay. Well, I have definite thoughts on that. So we'll
talk. Hopefully we agree. We won't butt head. No.
Okay, Jeff.
It's always something that we always get, you know, always get asked. So I think it's a good conversation.
That is a good conversation. And Jeff Devlin and Stonehouse Revival, is that the name of the show?
That is.
Okay. From on the DIY Network. And Jeff's been on the
correct.
HGTV many different shows over the years. And we'll have you in studio next week. Thank you, Jeff.
Sounds awesome. I look forward to it, and I hope everybody can come out and visit the Oklahoma City Home Show next weekend.
Okay. And by the way, if you guys want a couple of tickets, I actually have a couple of tickets to give away. So if you want to see the Oklahoma City Home and Outdoor Living Show, just call in and ask a question or make a comment right here to the show at 840-1000, 405-840-1000. See you next week, Jeff.
Got it. See you then.
Okay, Donna, we've got a couple callers on the line. Good morning, Donna.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
My mom is in the middle of purchasing a house, and we've done the inspection, and then we submitted the TRR, and the seller came back. They did not want to make any repairs. So we agreed, or she agreed to that at a reduced price, but in the addendum, they have also said proper to be sold in as-is condition. I was a little bit concerned about that because we wanted the rest of the and it does state on here the rest of the, it's a standard Oklahoma real estate contract.
Right.
So how does that affect that?
Well, if the TRR is called the notice of, TRR, notice of repairs, replacements, and treatments. Treatments is for wood destroying organisms like termites or carpenter ants or something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a place on there to say, yes, we're going to treat it, or no, we're not going to treat it. And then there's a place for the seller to list, for the buyer to list all the things they want the seller to fix. And the seller says, I'm not fixing anything, but I'll reduce the price of the house. Once that's signed by both parties, you have an as-is contract.
Okay. But in the contract, if there's a risk of loss, an acceptance of property at the time of transfer of title.
Correct. Paragraph 8.
Are those still in effect? Because like a tornado could come through, a pipe could bust. I mean, I know these are things that probably would not happen.
No, trust me, they happen.
Okay.
I mean, they happen the day of closing sometimes. Yes. The risk of loss still remains on the seller.
Okay.
And the acceptance of the property still has to be made by the buyer. It always, always do a walkthrough before you close on a house.
The final walkthrough where we can go and...
Well, and walk around the house. I tell my agents, walk around the house. Be sure the fence is still standing. Be sure the air conditioner is still there. Be sure the fireplace hasn't fallen off the back of the house. A walk through the inside of the house is not sufficient.
Okay.
Walk around the house, walk in the house. And
it might be done like a day or two before closing, is that what you're saying?
No. On the way to closing.
On the way to closing. Okay.
Three times in 1 year, we did a walkthrough the day of closing. We had been to the property the day before closing, but also went the day of closing. Mm-hmm. And the air conditioner was gone 3 times in 1 year.
And somebody stole it, huh?
Yeah. So, I mean,
on your
way to closing, you have to do the walkthrough if you want to be a responsible person.
Okay. And so that as-is language does not change.
It does not change paragraph 8 of your contract, which is
okay, 8 or 9.
Or
the title issues or anything.
Nothing. All that does is address paragraph 7, which is the inspections and repairs.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. And if, Don, if you want a couple of tickets to this Home and Garden, Home and Outdoor Living Show, just stay on the line real quick. Okay, Ann, you have a question about roofing for Larry Robbins of Robbins Roofing?
Yes, I do, if it was for Ann.
It's Ann, yes.
Good morning, Ann.
Ann, we've got a minute.
There is a person that's come to my door to try to sell me some type of film that is sprayed on top of your roof that helps preserve it. I didn't get the exact name, but is that any good at all? It sounded like it wouldn't work here.
To be honest with you, Ann, I'm not real familiar with that process. I know there are some companies out there proclaiming that it'll, you know, there's a spray that you can put on your roof that'll stop algae, so forth and so on. But I don't know. I would probably lean towards being skeptical.
And you've got to check your manufacturer's warranty. That could also nullify
the warranty
on that shingle.
Yeah, most shingles these days are made so that the algae doesn't come, basically.
And if you want a couple tickets to this Home and Outdoor Living Show, just stay on the line. Carol, I'm so sorry we don't have time to get to you, but we'll also get you the tickets, too. And Larry Robbins, thank you so much. Will
thank
you come
you,
back
Becky.
In a couple weeks and talk
sure
to
will.
Us again?
Sure,
sure
will.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
You guys, we had a fun time on the show today. We'll talk to you next week. Stay tuned for Eunice Corey.